Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Yes, Cindy, I got a charge on my bank account today that I did not order. I don't know what this is. I don't know what you guys are doing, but this is fraud and I want my money back.
I can check
Never
and see
heard of
if
you.
we have you in the system. What's your first and last name, please?
Mary Ann Button.
Thank you. One moment. And you said Button, Button.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Miss Button, I do have an account pulled up. And if you could verify for me, please, your address.
965 Washington Boulevard, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60169.
Okay, thank you. I have your account pulled up. And it looks like you completed a survey or a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Do you recall doing that?
No, I don't. For $59.89. No.
Well, do you recall completing a survey for a Dyson vacuum cleaner or completing a contest?
I ordered a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
You did?
No, I did not.
Oh, you said you didn't. Okay. Now I have your email address as igrantbutton@aol.com.
It's L Grant Button at
Okay.
AOL.com.
L Grant, yes, that's what I have. I have the phone number that you're calling in from. It does match also 847-863-4601. Okay, and before I transfer you over to the fraud department,
This is supposed to be the fraud
hold on for
department.
one moment.
I don't have time for this. I've got to work.
One
I
moment,
want the
please.
charge taken off my account.
Okay, now we do take fraud very serious, and you're stating you never completed a survey, never entered in a contest.
Not that I remember, and I don't know where you got my charge card.
Well, this is done online through completing the survey. We're just a merchant. Okay, well, I will provide you with a refund pending the investigation. If corporate needs to reach out to you, you can be reached at 847-863-4601.
Yeah, but what I need this trans I need to credit it. I don't know what this
That's what I
is.
just said. I said that I
I
will
haven't received
refund the charge.
anything. I haven't ordered anything.
This is for a
I don't.
Dyson vacuum cleaner.
So if I ordered a Dyson vacuum cleaner, where is it?
Well, it's for a sweepstakes. Hold on for one moment. Yes, it's for a sweepstakes. What happened was when you ordered it, or someone ordered it, you said you didn't, even though all the information we have is your information. You're signing up for a sweepstakes. Your name goes into the entry, and then you also are signing up for the meal plan app. And that's the
Oh, that's
information.
ridiculous. That's fraud. That's fraud.
Well, that information is disclosed in the terms and conditions.
Well, I don't really care. I did not order it. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know where you got my information.
Well,
I
we
want
wouldn't
it
have got.
credited.
Now, I was looking over the account. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to provide you with a refund, it looks like, because of the disclosure of the terms. The account is canceled, but any refunds would have to come from your bank or credit card company.
Excuse me?
I wouldn't be able to provide you with a refund because of the disclosure of the terms and conditions, and I was stating any refunds would have to come from your bank or credit card company.
And when are you saying that I made this charge? Because it's on my bank account for today.
Yeah,
When
well, I
was it
showed that
done?
it was done on the 23rd of April.
Then why wasn't it taken out in April?
It
Why is
was
it taken
taken out.
out now?
Today is the 25th. By the time it's presented to your bank, it takes a
And
couple of days. We billed you on the 23rd.
you're saying that I made this order on the 23rd of April?
No, you didn't
Is
make
that
the
when you?
order then. You're on a recurring type program where you receive a charge monthly.
I don't know what you're talking about. And that this is totally ridiculous.
And this order is based on a survey for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. You never entered a contest.
No,
completed
I
the
never
survey,
entered a
nothing
census.
for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No, I did not. And I did not authorize taking money out of my account every month. I
You
did
think
not
someone in
authorize
your
any of
home
this
could
stuff.
have done it, other than if you're stating you didn't do it? Because again, all the information we have on the account is your information.
No, nobody in my house would have done that.
Okay, well, I did make a notation
And
of what you shared with me.
When did you say this was ordered? What month?
It looks like it goes back to December the 24th, 2021.
And you're
Is
charging me for it now?
You were billed then.
I was billed what?
$49.80. Yes, $49.89.
So this is a recurring charge every month?
Yes. Yes, that's what I was explaining.
Oh, that's bull. I have never heard of this.
The representative that you previously spoke to, they canceled out the account.
Well, that's fine. They canceled the account. Where's my money?
I'm not able to provide you with a refund based on the terms and conditions. I can only assure you that the account is canceled and no further charges will be applied.
What is your name?
Hi, my name is Cindy.
All right, I'm going to my bank. I'm getting you guys for fraud. Goodbye.
Thank you for calling customer care.